You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana Show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
There was snow all over here? Yes, Mr. President, all over there.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
So, Joe Biden and Jill Biden, I think they're on Air Force One for the first time. And they are headed to, Texas today. To come and look at all the snow that's not here. They are, I've got it. I mean, let me pull this. I've got to share this tweet with you. This is how the AP, can I share with you how the AP is writing about this? President Joe Biden headed to Texas Friday. The president's empathy will be on full display. I'm sorry, what? His empathy. That's what they said. President Joe Biden headed to Texas Friday. I don't know why I'm saying it like this, but we're working with it. On his first trip to a major disaster site, he took office a little over a month ago. The president's empathy will be on full display as he and his wife Jill survey damage caused by severe winter weather and encourage people to get their coronavirus shots. Somebody say shots! 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 Oh, wait, no. So, how do you put your empathy on full display? Check out that girl's empathy. I mean, how does that work? How do you put your empathy on full display? Anybody, any ideas? Any?
No.
I mean, it's warm here. We had a thunderstorm last night, but it's warm. And so what's he going to do? Go and point at the snow that's not on the ground? So you're telling me there was snow all over here? Yes, Mr. President, all over there. And it covered everything. Yes, Mr. President, the snow, it covered so many things. And there was also ice, Mr. President. Oh, and ice? Yes, Mr. President, and ice. Wow. And ice, as we know, is hard water. Yes, Mr. President. So smart. And it's slick. Yes, Mr. President. And then the people, they had no water. The running water went out because of the power. Yes, but they all have water now. Oh, that's good. It's like a week later. Didn't Trump get just torn apart in the press because he went to a tornado damaged area 2 days after?
Yes.
And then they blasted him. He walked around and was looking at stuff, talking to state officials. And every single time there was a new photo of him that appeared, the press just ate it up and tore him apart. Can you believe Trump out here surveying damage? So ignorant.
2 days later.
I mean, he should have been out here in the middle of the damn tornado. Didn't Biden cancel a trip because of snow? When he's supposed to go to like Wisconsin or Michigan and he had to cancel it just literally last week because of the snow. So I thought. So, I mean, he can do what he wants. There's just nothing left to look at here. Mr. President, we did save some of the snow. We kept it in the freezer here next to Cheryl's frozen burrito. We're going to bring it out for you. Cheryl from HR. This is what the snow looked like. Wow. That looks just like the snow we have up north. It is. Oh, global warming is real. Except this is snow, but it's still warming. Just saying. I just don't understand this. They got mad at Ted Cruz for doing a photo op. Boy, didn't he work real hard, Ted Cruz? I'll be damned. That man put that Texas mask on his face. He went out there to hand out water until his arms fell off. So they're gonna make him pay for this forever, aren't they? He's gonna be 80 years old. They're still gonna be running with us. I say this as somebody who had to get water from a different source and dump it into her toilet to flush it. So don't give me no hate, okay? We were like steps away from digging a cat hole. So stop. Oh man. So, I need to move on, but I could really stay empathy on full display. You need to cover that empathy. Your empathy's showing. That's right. So yeah, it's the first trip on the 747. So that's kind of they got that going. Founded 30 years ago, Kel-Tec takes pride in their mission of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company, Kel-Tec began making firearms in 1995 and to this day continues to never copy weapons, but always innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Now, SHOT Show is usually the time for Kel-Tec to unveil what's next, but with SHOT canceled this year, stay tuned to this program and the Kel-Tec social channels to discover new Kel-Tec weapons, all true to Kel-Tec's commitment to their customers by offering them firearm designs they can't get anywhere else. All Kel-Tec firearms are quality made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to go to work. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms, and they work hard to provide top quality products for you, law enforcement, and military personnel that protect America and her freedoms. To find a retailer near you and learn more about Kel-Tec's full line of pistols, rifles, shotguns, accessories, and more, check them out at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
The legend who built our industry, talk radio legend Rush Limbaugh, was laid to rest Wednesday this week in a private ceremony at Bellefontaine Cemetery. That wasn't too far from my old house or where Kane lived. He's got some uncles buried there. It's in North County, a storied cemetery, the likes of which William Clark are buried there. Or not William Clark, but gosh, I can't even think of the name. Yeah, William Clark. Yeah. Albert Lambert and Adolphus Bush of the Bush family are all buried there. A lot of people thought it was going to be in Cape, but it's going to be there at Bellefontaine Neighbors. He was brought in by a horse-drawn carriage, which looks to me like they were Clydesdales. They had a private ceremony for about 40 family and friends, dignitaries. They had security, and it was closed for several hours for the ceremony, and our prayers are with the Limbaugh family and my friend David. So there in Bellefontaine Neighbors, that seems fitting. We thought the cemetery looked like Bellefontaine, yeah. But we thought, no, it had to be Kate, and it looks like it was a beautiful ceremony as well. Also, this Dude Chilling Park, apparently this is an actual park in Vancouver, and they cannot keep a sign because it keeps getting stolen. Their Mount Pleasant neighborhood is missing the sign. It's literally called Dude Chilling Park. And every single time they have to replace the sign, it's about $1,300 because they have to repaint the post because they rip it off the post and they have to replace the sign. This is the third time. And it was an art installation originally. And yeah, so now they got to fix it again. Coming up, canceling just because you're writing a book that's purely academic. Ryan Anderson discusses. Stick with us. One of the pieces that I sent, it was actually this morning, that got into, because this was about one of our guests that's going to be coming up later on next hour. And this author, I do think there's a real threat against critical thinking. Ryan Anderson, he's going to be on the show later. He wrote this book that Amazon canceled. I don't know him. He's not a bomb thrower. I know that much. And he wrote this book called When Harry Became Sally, and it's described as provides thoughtful answers to questions arising from our transgender moment. Drawing on the best insights from biology, psychology, and philosophy, Ryan Anderson offers a nuanced view of human embodiment, a balanced approach to public policy on gender identity, and a sober assessment of the human costs of getting human nature wrong, end quote. Oh my gosh, he's being nuanced, and that is disallowed. And Amazon didn't cancel it because he's incendiary. They canceled it because he asks questions. And this is like what Megan Murphy, the Canadian feminist and writer, when she was asking questions about transgenderism, and she ended up getting suspended permanently by Twitter for it. And she had asked questions like, well, what makes a, she'd asked, what is the difference between a man and a trans woman? She'd asked these kind of questions. And this one man, Jonathan Yanov, he was the guy who tried to go to female beauticians in Vancouver, wanting them to basically wax his beans. Not basically, that's what he asked. He wanted his beans waxed. And they were also, by the way, they were, from what I understand it, they were Muslim beauticians. And they were like, we know our religion does not allow that. You can go to a million other places. No, he wanted those women particularly. It was a misogynistic, he was being a misogynist. And he was the one who kept reporting Megan Murphy's account. And she said him one time, and that's apparently what did it. So, and then like he was discovered like asking questions about like, you know, some, he was discovered to be really asking questions about girls and all kinds of stuff and really just really disturbing behavior later on. Anyway, J.K. Rowling has been subjected to this stuff because she had once defended, it started when she defended a charity worker who got fired for stating her belief that there were two sexes. And it just went on and on and on. The problem is, you know, Murphy could be banned. Anderson's book could be banned. Rowling, as we said, she is non-cancelable. She's because she's got blank you money. But neither of these other two, Anderson particularly, wasn't fortunate. See, women are denied gender agency. And thoughtful exploration of this issue as a whole is entirely discouraged. And questions, as I said yesterday, are completely disallowed because they, any kind of question is a betrayal. And progressives view their positions as being unquestionably true and therefore rooted in the best interest of the public, no matter how adverse, because they believe their ideas are so unquestionably good. That means that anything contrary to those must be unquestionably bad. There's no gray area. It's either all light or all darkness. And then you have the New York Times, who literally warned people against critical thinking. This was an actual piece that they had. The story, and I have it linked in the newsletter, don't go down the rabbit hole. Critical thinking, as we're taught to do it, isn't helping in the fight against misinformation. So the New York Times piece on critical thinking, they say the goal of disinformation is to capture attention and critical thinking is deep attention. People learn to think critically by focusing on something and contemplating it deeply to follow the information's logic and inconsistencies. And then they wrote about how they think that you're a moronic racist that reads things which leads you to white supremacist websites and that you're too stupid to know reality from propaganda. I'm not kidding. Here's the graph. Quote, for instance, imagine if you were to visit Stormfront, a white supremacist message board, to try to understand racist claims in order to even if you see through the horrible rhetoric, at the end of the day, you gave that place however many minutes of your time, says Caulfield, who is this guy that they quote. Even with good intentions, you run the risk of misunderstanding something because Stormfront users are way better at propaganda than you, end quote.
What?
So you may not read any alternative press because all white supremacist sites that you end up reading, and you don't want to read white supremacist sites, do you? I didn't think so. So you better stick to the legacy press as these are your only options. I mean, now they mention supremacist, white supremacist sites, but what are the entities that are being demonetized on Facebook, right? Who are the people, who are the entities being suspended from Twitter for quote unquote disinformation? And it's not the tinfoil hat wearers or the dregs of society. It's everyday websites that simply publish conservative politics. The insinuation is that anything that is not legacy press is to be viewed suspiciously, even though legacy press is responsible for some of the greatest feats of misinformation that this country has ever seen. It's about control. You may not ask questions because questions challenge control. You may not engage in thoughtful, honest, and genuinely curious discussion because this encourages questions from other individuals, and questions mean that control isn't entirely possible. Looking back at history, just remember that the people who silenced discussion, who disallowed questions, who banned the books, were never the good guys. It's sad to think that during a pandemic, cybercrime is up 75%. And by far, the most serious cybercrime to worry about is home title theft. Yeah, that's right. Cybercriminals, foreign and domestic, are now after homes. And it's actually easier than you'd think. The title documents to homes are online. And a thief can find your home's title, forge your signature on a quitclaim deed stating that you sold your home to them. And then they can take out loans on your home and leave you in debt. but you won't know until late payment or eviction notices arrive. Insurance doesn't cover you, and neither do common identity theft programs. That's why you should protect your home with Home Title Lock. The instant Home Title Lock detects someone tampering with your home's title, they help shut it down. Visit HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you could potentially be a victim, and use code RADIO to receive 30 free days of protection for any problems. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I was telling Kane with Duran Duran, you got to harmonize on them doot doos. Right. Got to get it right. Otherwise, you know. Oh, man, this one was killing me. Tampa Bay. A van living ladies man from the Villages, their documentary. He says he had to leave town. Dennis Dean. It's called Some Kind of Heaven. He said they're discussing their recognition. I need to watch this. The production wrapped filming in Florida's The Villages in 2019, and it's been in theaters and streaming. So the 83-year-old California guy in the film who cruises the pools looking for chicks says that he is working on his pickup system. He says he's done cruising for chicks, though, now in the world's largest retirement community. And the community doesn't like non-residents camping in their vehicles and using the amenities. And so now he goes, they finally caught up with me. Because you have to have a guest pass to go to the pools in the rec center. And he goes, I was getting guest passes from all kinds of women. Yeah, so that's getting the ladies. Oh, boy. There you go. What? Let's see here. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so a naked Florida man was shot at a South Florida apartment complex. This was in Pembroke Pines. Police were investigating a shooting. A naked man went into the hospital. Apparently, says Cheetah Porter, he, quote, he was banging on everyone's doors. He was knocking on my door trying to force his way in with a Bible. He was completely nude, completely. The only thing that he had in his hand was a Bible, end quote. And she goes, we were terrified because, you know, we're all working parents and so we have kids. So he wouldn't stop banging on the doors. And apparently another man confronted him and he was like running or going towards him and would not stop being aggressive. So the man pulled out him in self-defense. And so then there was a heavy police presence, and I don't know. It all began at 8:45 a.m. And I don't have any, like, updates about the naked dude with the Bible, but good grief. I mean, maybe it was hot. Is it that hot in Florida right now and around there? I'm just, yeah. A Florida man dressed as an extraterrestrial steals packages from a Jacksonville home. He literally is dressed as an alien. I mean, I'm not even exaggerating in at all. A family at Jacksonville, Florida, a family caught what looked like an alien on their doorbell camera. They were out of town over the weekend, and they put a post on Facebook that says, does anyone recognize this person who stole a package from my door? And it was an Amazon package. They go, super mad, but kind of hilarious. And the homeowner didn't want to be identified. Because they've had some other crime in their area, but the person was legit, and there's video, legit in... and like an dressed as an alien, and it's creepy because the way that they come up on the porch, it's like they're walking weird, and they have this huge, it almost looks like an alien Howard the Duck kind of head. It does. And then they take the package and waddles away like someone crip walks from the toilet to get to the toilet paper when you're high and dry. That's how he was walking. I don't know how else to best describe that, so hopefully that provided for you a mental image.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.